Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How about Texas Tech just scored again with 7 minutes left? The quarterback just ran like right down the middle. I don't even know how long he ran. It looked like 30, 40 yards. But I'm watching Texas Tech right now just putting a beating on TCU. Every time TCU gets the lead, they blow it, and Texas Tech takes the lead. Texas Tech going to win this football game, it looks like to me. They may not win, but they're going to cover the 7. They're up now. They're going to go up 17-14, aren't they? They were down 14-10. What's the review here? Oh, they're saying he fumbled the ball. He was already over the goal line, though. Did you see that play, Mafia? That guy was over the goal line by 5 feet before he fumbled.
Yeah, he was in.
Yeah, that's a touchdown. There's no way they're giving that ball to TCU. The guy was over the goal line easily. So what do you think of and let me see if I'm wrong here. I want to see it again. Oh, he was over, man. His whole body was in the end zone. You can't deny that, right? So here it is right here. He has still got that ball, and he's over the goal line. Look at that. His whole body's over. That's not a fumble. He was already over the goal line. Anyway, what do you think of this Eagles performance tonight? Because they were 2-3, and people were starting to say they were the Super Bowl chumps, including me. 31-13, the beatdown they're putting on the Giants. I'll give you this. Barkley's having a huge game for the Giants. He just ran another touchdown in from like 40, 50 yards. The guy has been unbelievable. He's the only reason to watch the Giants, except for maybe Beckham, but Beckham's only doing so much. He's, you know, he's made a few catches and this and that, but Barkley's the star. He's the playmaker. He's the touchdown maker. Am I wrong? I've always said on this show, since the day they picked him, I said that, and I'm not even trying to be right, I just said that he will end up being, I believe, firmly, without a doubt, the all-time, when it's all said and done, the all-time giant great. He will break every record as a running back and as a receiver. Out of the backfield. He will have more touchdowns catching the ball and running after catch, yards, rushing, and after catch than anyone ever when it's all said and done. Mafia said it to me. He goes, the other guy, like Tiki, was awesome for like 5-6 years. Awesome. And this guy will be awesomer for 10 years. I think he's going to have a huge career with the Giants. And I thought it was a great draft pick. And everybody says never draft a running back that high, but I think they're going to love this guy. He's going to be an all-time great, unless he gets injured or something catastrophic happens to him. So,
yeah, I know the league has gone away from running backs being, you know, you don't have a main guy for the most part, except for a few teams. Usually it's running back by committee. A lot of these teams go, you know, pick these lower guys like the Eagles have done with all their guys for the most part. But when you get a guy like that, a guy like him, a guy like Zeke, you have to go with it, because when you have a guy that's that good, you got to put him on the field as much as you can. As long as you don't run him into the ground and get him injured or put him out there too much where he's gassed at the end of the season, then you got a great situation with a guy like that. I mean, he's got 11 carries for 122 yards on a touchdown, 11.1 average.
All right, so watch the sack. You're telling me that guy didn't just put his entire body and weight on top of that quarterback when he sacked him? He, like, pile drove him into the ground. And look, his entire – he picked him up, nailed him, and then landed on top of him. Is that not the definition of that penalty?
Yeah, it would be, because at first it looked like his body weight was going to go towards the side, and then he got right on his back. He literally jumped on his back and drove him into the ground.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. They can't even explain these stupid-ass rules they got in this league, seriously. Because they said if you land on top of the quarterback and put all of your weight on him, it's a penalty every time. And that time they didn't throw it. And I'm like betting on Philly, so I could care less about the Giants. I've never been and never will be a Giant fan. But I think that I was certainly a Giant fan when they played the Patriots, though, in those two Super Bowls. I won't deny that. I was a Giant fan for, you know, 5 hours, however long the Super Bowl takes. Doesn't it take about 5 hours to play the Super Bowl now? It takes forever. I cannot believe, seriously, I have to say this. I cannot believe what's happened to TCU football. I really, honestly. Wasn't it just yesterday they were playing Ohio State in, like, the biggest game of the year, and they were like, you know, it was a war. They were getting 12, and what? Or I think Ohio State was laying 13, and they didn't cover or something like that. They were laying something. You remember what
happened? Wasn't it like 10, 10 and a half?
No, whatever. They didn't cover.
No, they didn't.
So all I know is that since that game that they lost, right, they have been terrible. Have they not? I mean, how do you not, like, seriously, win this game at home? Explain that to me. Against Texas Tech, I could see going there maybe and losing in Lubbock. But do you really believe? Because, all right, so in that game, let's look back at it. So Ohio State... It was they were getting 13 and they covered. They lost 40-28. Remember? And then they went to Texas and lost 31-16. Then they beat Iowa State at home by 3. So they're 3-2 going into this game. But I think they look really bad tonight, Mafia.
I agree. And you know, the game before that, they had that SMU game before the Ohio State game where they blew them out. But for the first, like, three quarters, it looked terrible. Like, SMU might pull the upset, and then they pulled away at the end. And then ever since that Ohio State game, it's just been rough. I mean, it's a team that they were talking about winning the Big 12, being in playoff consideration. And right now you wonder how they could even think about that. Like, what happened at the beginning of the season that was they were so good, and now they're so bad?
They have to play, West Virginia and Morgantown, Oklahoma State at home at the end. Their schedule's really not that bad. They got Oklahoma next. They're going to lose that game. They got them at home. It's not going to matter. Oklahoma's going to bury them. And then at Kansas, you'd think they could win that game. Kansas State at home. I think they can actually win that game. I think Kansas State's average at best. At Baylor, I wouldn't be surprised they'd lose that game. And then Oklahoma State at home. And my guess is they'll lose that game. That's just my guess. Because what I'm watching tonight is they just look bad.
Oh, yeah. They're not going anywhere.
They're not doing anything. I mean, they threw the bomb touchdown to take the lead, and then you know what they did? They stood around and celebrated that they had the game in the bag, and then they let this quarterback from Texas Tech chew him and spit him out. That guy has been running the ball up and down the field the whole game. He's actually had a really good game.
Right. It's going from them possibly playing in the college football playoff to them playing before Christmas.
I mean, seriously, I have to look at this. I have to see, so this guy, Duffy, right? Is that his name? 13-23, 190 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. But he's rushed for 80 yards and a touchdown, the quarterback, Duffy. And, I mean, the guy Robinson for TCU, 245, 2 TDs and a pick, and he's run for 42 yards. So both quarterbacks have kind of put on a show in this game. This game is still viable for TCU. They're only down 3 with 5 minutes to go. And, anything's possible. They're at home, so it's not like I'm giving up on them. They could still score in this game. But Texas Tech has outplayed them. And that I think Duffy's outplayed TCU by himself. Every time I turn around, a guy's scoring, making a big play, scoring a touchdown, whatever. But I honestly, as far as, TCU, I'm disappointed. I thought that they were a better football team than this. Like, I took them tonight, and they're not. They don't look like they're going to win this football game. I mean, they might win. They could still score and win, but they don't look good to me. And then the Giants, I mean, I'm sitting here watching this team. There's like 20 seconds left in the third. They are done. I mean, their season is over. They'll be 1-5, and that's it, right? It's over. I mean, how do you recover from that? What, are they going to win their next 4 and go to 5-5? That's not happening. They suck.
No, they suck. Eli's been terrible. I mean, we've seen the deterioration of him come very quickly. All the talk was, well, they could get like 2 more years out of him. And that's why they didn't draft a quarterback at all, or having, brought in one of the veteran backups or something like that. You might not make it through the season with him right now.
He has thrown 13-26 for 186 yards and a pick. And the difference in the game has been Barkley's 122 yards and a touchdown. That's the only bright spot. And he's got 82 yards on 5 catches. I told you this guy's going to be a great receiver. But Wentz, 266 and 3 TDs. Boom, game over. Aguilar, 91 yards on 3 catches. So I mean, the Eagles are just putting a beating on them. They were up 14-3 after one. Then they put 10 more on them. It was 24-6 at the half. Then they scored again in the third. I mean, they are just doing whatever they want.
This is the Eagles team we expected after that Super Bowl. We thought they'd just come in and run this division, do what they were going to do. We knew with the first, you know, game or two with Foles in there, it might not be as good. But once Wentz got back, this is what we expected. To them to just dominate teams like this. And they've struggled, you know, between the Minnesota game, the Tennessee game. There's been struggles for them to get it going. Now they're kicking it into gear. We'll see if they, you know, have to continue this the rest of the season.
The Eagles hadn't scored 24 points in a single game through the first 5 weeks. And then tonight they got 31 through three quarters. And I'm guessing they'll move ahead in the East to the top with three wins, right? It'll be 3-3, but everybody else is 2-2 or 2-3, and the Giants will be kaput at 1-5. It is amazing to me the downfall of Eli Manning. I mean, he looks terrible. I mean, like, he's got nothing left. Not only that, he's in the pocket, looks like he's got happy feet, right? He looks like he's scared to death back there that he's going to get his head taken off.
Of course, with that offensive line, why wouldn't you?
Well, listen, that's not his fault that the offensive line's terrible. They already cut Flowers. He was atrocious, and now the rest of them stink. I love people constantly trying to sell me that this guy, Hernandez or whatever, out of UTEP's making a big difference for him. There isn't one guy on that line, including the big money they got, a guy they got sold her from the, is that his name, from the Patriots? He's been terrible, too. I mean, none of them blocked for, for Shaq. I mean, they haven't done anything to protect him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.